This is a blues called Second Thought.
Thank you.
soloist on that was Bob Bowlby on alto sax. Greg Hopkins on trumpet. And Bill Brinkley on guitar. The next tune that we're going to do was written by Bob Friedman, who's the chairman of the commercial arranging department here. It's a tune called When You Wish Upon a Little Star. Soloists on that were again Bob Bowlby on alto sax, Greg Bartolotto on tenor, Tony Latta on trombone, and the arrangement was by Bob Friedman, When You Wish Upon a Star. This next tune is a quasi-bossa nova. It was a Latin thing called minor diversion.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chorus on that was Bob Zung on the alto sax, Paul Fontaine on trumpet, Bill Brinkley on guitar. Now I'd like to introduce Dennis Grillo, who wrote this next piece.
I wrote about 3 years ago, it's more called The Twins, connotation of which I have nothing to share with you. Thank you.
I'd like you to acknowledge the solos of, in order, Greg Bottolato on tenor sax, Bob Zung on alto sax, Tony Latta on trombone, and Greg Hopkins on trumpet. I believe we're due for an intermission, is that right? No, seriously, all of these people are Berklee faculty members, and I think we're very, very fortunate to have some good musicians on the panel here. I'm going to introduce everybody, and then we're going to take a break and come back and play some more in jazz. Starting with the far end of the reed section, the one and only Steve Young. Mr. Bob Bowlby. Bob Dunn. Greg Bottolato. Tony Latta on trombone. Greg Hopkins. Paul Fontaine. Wiping his brow in the back is Mr. Joe Smith on drums. Richard Evans on bass. Bill Brinkley on the guitar. And although he's here right now, he's not looking at the program, playing piano on the next piece of the group, but he's got to do his We're going to take a short intermission. We'll be back there.
Oh, we look like a small, informal group tonight, and I'd like to preface the announcement of this next selection by stating that it's a variation on a theme, a very simple theme of ethnic quality. In my classes arranging, I specify the importance of the simplicity of a theme whereby you can develop it, get into reharmonization, you can permutate rhythms, get into all kinds of situations. And instead of being confined or boxed in to a tune that's so sophisticated with changes that leaves nothing to the imagination where you can fill in the cracks, so to speak, it's wise oftentimes. And it has been proven by many composers, such as Stravinsky, Bartok, who resort to their own ethnic backgrounds. In the case of Bartok, he searched out many traditional themes that were anonymously written. Nobody knows who wrote them. They were handed down from generation to generation. The same thing with Stravinsky. Petrushka is an example of that. It's beset with so many Russian themes, Russian traditional themes and airs that he developed, and we know how Stravinsky developed them with reharmonization, etc., etc. So the simplicity of a theme is immaterial. It's what you do to it. It's how you develop it. And I resort to something of my own ethnic background. It's called Sicilian Sojourn, and it's based on the tarantella. Tarantella is a thing that is characteristically played at weddings, Italian weddings especially, and it's extremely simple, a 6/8 time thing. Originally, there's a story to it that the dancing of the tarantella would cure the bite of the tarantula. That's exactly what. Allegorically speaking, or fairy tale wise, that's the story as it goes. But of course, it's an old wives' tale, etc. As oftentimes, a lot of these traditional airs or these folk songs that from whence a great many symphonies are written are derived from, of course, the storylines are strictly allegorical or fairy tale. Okay? I hope you enjoy this. This is a rendition. It's a transition. It goes into a jazz feel. Of a basic Sicilian theme, Bolotarantella, with reharmonization, etc.
Thank you.
Soloist, not in in any specific order. Greg Bottolato, Bob Zone, Bob.